USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Disney Entertainment filed paperwork in Tallahassee to sue Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on his takeover of Disney's self-government at the Florida theme park, alleging the governor waged a targeted campaign of government retaliation. DeSantis responds,
no accountability, no transparency, none of that. And that arrangement was not good for the state of Florida. The idea that somehow being pro-business means giving companies their own governments, that is not what a free market is all about, last I checked.
Two military commanders who worked in the same unit as a suspected Pentagon leaker have been suspended. The Air Force announced the two were suspended pending further investigation into the top-secret documents that were leaked online. So far, only Airman Jack Teixeira has been arrested in connection with the leak. Authorities say Teixeira shared the documents on social media. The Pentagon has chosen not to identify the commanders. Weather is threatening more than 40 million people in the South today and is expected to push east. Parts of the Gulf Coast states like Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi could see flash flooding. Meantime, the system dropped baseball-sized hail across areas of Texas and Florida yesterday. The severe weather has left more than 5 million people across parts of Texas and Louisiana under tornado watches. By tomorrow, heavy rain could impact much of the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. The gross domestic product number was released this morning and shows the economy slowed way down with only a 1.1% growth in the first quarter. Fan voting for the 2023 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ends tomorrow. This year's nominees include George Michael, Cyndi Lauper, Iron Maiden, Warren Zevon, The Spinners, Willie Nelson, and Kate Bush. Fans can select up to 5 nominees a day. The finals list of inductees will be announced sometime next month. USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has 3 beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Toymaker Mattel has included a segment of America in the latest edition of the Barbie doll.
This new Barbie depicts a young woman with Down syndrome, and that's great news for parents, according to Brian Lopez of the Down Syndrome Association of South Texas.
You're able to now show your loved one, who may love playing with dolls, that you're no different than anyone else.
And the market these days is growing.
You either know someone or have someone in your family, because 1 in every 700 babies in the United States is born with Down syndrome.
Lopez says he hopes the new Barbie will start conversations and dispel many of the myths surrounding Down syndrome. I'm Richard Johnson.
The House passed a bill proposing to raise the nation's $31.4 trillion borrowing limit in exchange for deep cuts in government spending. The deadline for the federal government to avoid default is fast approaching. The vote was 217 to 215, with all Democrats voting no on raising the borrowing limit compromise. With politics infiltrating mainstream media, who do you trust when it comes to getting your news?
A new Gallup poll from the Knight Foundation found that nearly 90% of Americans get their news from a public figure they follow on social media. More than half of those respondents said the figures they follow are scientists, journalists, or politicians and elected leaders. The study says a large group of Americans say they trust public figures more than news outlets. I'm John Schaefer.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.